beam a tennis racket bearing the name Serena is strung. Serena Williams is lying under a white towel on a massage table as a physio squeezes her shoulders.
I went pro in officially in 1995. Does seem like a long time, but I started out so young. I was 14.
Her ankle's strapped.
I'm 33, but I'm not ready to be done yet. I have too much to accomplish.
She does a handstand.
Can I get some lemonade?
I just won my 20th Grand Slam. And what am I gonna do? I'm going to Disney World on my computer. I'm gonna watch Little Mermaid. What am I breaking out? Stress. I've worked 3 years for this. 3 years. If I'm not ready now, I'm never gonna be ready. Of course, I feel pressure. But Billie Jean King told me pressure is a privilege, and I have to look at it like, would you rather not be the best, or would you rather be on the verge of doing something special?
She's done it. Serena Williams is Wimbledon champion.
Serena holds Wimbledon's gilded silver salver aloft. Serena. A mansion in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Chip! Christopher Chip Rafael Nadal, come here!
A Yorkshire Terrier.
Good boy. You know when I say his full name, I mean business.
Serena reverses in her 4x4.
It's so hot. It's so hot. Oh, I can't. Hey, Grant. Oh, God, what did I call you for? Uh-oh. Oh, man, I do this every...
Don't forget your lunch at Cena's.
I'm not. I will... I'll call... Once I hang up, I'll remember. It's unbelievable. I'll call you back. You hit too many forehands, you start to forget things.
She parks outside a gym.
My whole life, I've hated working out.
So you're going to reach behind your head to come here. Yeah.
So, if I don't want to practice tennis every day for 4 hours, or maybe only practice for 2 hours, and then do something else for a couple of hours, for me it balances it out.
On a hoop.
Did my pants rip?
Yep.
The show must go on.
Serena twists the hoop between her fingertips, then climbs onto it. Crossing her legs around the bottom, she swings gracefully, then flips into another position, her head hanging above the floor. Now she's struggling to lift herself. She pulls on the hoop hard, then grips onto the top and slides her bottom off. Serena spins, then stops. The Grand Slam tournaments are the four most prestigious events in tennis. Only five players have won all four in the same year, the calendar Grand Slam. Serena began her 2015 season by winning the Australian Open. She was just three Grand Slams away from Steffi Graf's record of 22.
Venus and I still live together. In fact, I've been living with her for 33 years of my life. We started out in Compton. My dad and my mom were always taking us out to the courts and teaching us tennis. Really, my whole family was there. It was my sisters, it was my dad. He's the reason we even play tennis. He has been my coach since as long as I can remember. But he finally decided to retire, and now he gets to just be our dad. We both have new coaches now that we're in our 30s. But whenever I'm headed into Grand Slams, it's the lessons from my dad that I remember.
archive film of the teenage Serena on a tennis court, her father stroking her cheek. French Open, May 2015. The surface of a clay court is swept and watered. Cameramen film Serena practicing. Patrick Mouratoglou, Serena's coach.
That's a great shot, unbelievable.
Before, you know, when you went forehand cross, you played down the line and you point forehand cross. You remember? Yeah, this one you have to look for better angle. You know, when the other plays short, that's the moment you come in, game over. So.
Patrick gets me. He understands my game. He understands me emotionally.
Every ball you hit.
We are so in tune with each other. If I wasn't working with Patrick, I don't think I could ever, if it wasn't my dad, I don't think I could ever work with anyone else. I know I couldn't.
Just tick, 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 up, boom.
Serena's dog, Chip, is watching.
For me, Serena was the ultimate champion, has always been. Mm. So if you would have asked me who would you love to work with,
yeah.
I would say Serena Williams. Mm-hmm.
Good, very good this one.
When I started with her, I started to work with someone who was 30 years old,
right,
with a 13 years career already.
Very good.
But at that special moment, she was struggling. She didn't always have the results she wanted. So my goal was to make her win more, better, longer, improve her game, and break records.
Robbie, Serena's hitting partner.
The results are good. She's beating a lot of records. There are a few more to break. Will we do it or not? I don't have the crystal ball, but you shut up and you work.
In a Paris hotel room.
Try this one on, my dear.
I love it.
I know you love it. You can just keep it.
Serena's agent enters.
Hi, Mama!
There she is.
Jill's been a huge part of my team, and our career kind of raised together, you know. She was a young agent coming up, and I was a tennis player coming up, and, you know, we took a chance with each other.
Hey, Jeff. I like your joggers.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
I'm not rolling my eyes.
Yeah, you did. What don't you like?
I did roll my eyes.
What don't you like?
Okay.
Okay, be real.
I mean, the pants.
You don't like the pants?
No, the pants are good.
You like the pants?
That's the type of pants Jill wears.
That doesn't mean that. You know what, y'all?
Now, I make fun of Jill a lot and we play around a lot, but she's there for the ups and the downs. Like, when I was in the hospital, she slept in the hospital with me. So that kind of sums up my relationship with Jill.
You know, it's like a giant family. You love, you fight, you battle, you pick. But everything is done to make, you know, Serena Inc. be the best that it can be so that on the court she's the best that she can be.
So my knee hurts so bad.
Yeah. The left arm.
Serena's physio, Flo, raises her leg.
Before the tournament, we need to prepare our body. Right now, Serena, like, she's not perfect. Like, she's 33 years old, and at that age, like, you had a lot of injuries, and it affected a lot your body. Most of the athletes retire around that age. Her work is so intense, so stressful, so hard, like, physically, mentally. So, of course, like, the pressure is higher, yeah.
Round one, Serena versus Halavachkova.
Usually she's very dangerous in the first round. It's like she wants to enter really strong in the Grand Slam. Always. She wants to.
She wins 6-2, 6-3.
So Serena Williams, very comfortable in her opening match.
After a very slow start, Serena finds a way to get through this second round match.
You know what? Maybe that's the kind of match she needs for that next round in Azarenka.
Azarenka? She's a really good player, maybe one of the three favorites of the tournament.
Look at this!
Patrick.
She
Serena knows she has to be 100%. Every time you lose a little bit your focus, you're in danger.
Playing Azarenka.
It was called out. It's going to take a look.
Yeah.
I thought it caught. We'll see.
And there, Nooney confirmed.
It says good.
Azarenka argues with an official, then swats the air towards Serena, who says, "Don't wave your hand, girl. You don't know me."
One thing about me, if someone makes me angry, then that's when the switch flips. Most people, when they get angry, they start to miss more. I start to actually make more.
Serena wins, then they grip hands.
I mean, does she just never allow herself to think she's going to lose?
I don't know how I channel that. I don't know how, when I'm angry, I play better.
Serena versus Stevens.
If I'm down, I'm like, I'm about to lose this match. Then I start talking to myself. If I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose doing what I should be doing. Like, I know I should move up. I know I should attack the short balls.
Yep.
Second match.
Serena Williams again finds a way to turn a match around on the red clay.
You know, all these little details, when I'm angry, I start to do that.
Another display of pure power tennis by Serena. On to the semifinals.
I don't quite understand it, no more than anyone else does. I'm still confused on who I am at times on the court.
Wearing khaki trousers and blue jackets, staff leave the venue. Blue skies over Paris. Serena's lying under a blanket on a sofa, speaking to her sister.
I hope I don't have the flu. It's one thing to be sick, and it's another thing to have the flu.
Hello?
Hey, Lynn.
Hey, how you feeling?
I feel a little worse. What are you guys doing?
Feel a little worse?
Yeah.
You need us to come make you some lemon tea or something?
Yeah, where's Mom?
I'm gonna get oranges and lemons, and Mom's gonna come over and make you some tea.
All right, thanks, Lynn.
I'll get you right. All right, love you.
Love you, too. I can't believe I have a match tomorrow. This is like, you know, like Whitney Houston's like, you have one moment in time. And I would hate for it to be ruined because I'm sick.
Oracine, Serena's mother.
It's 3-1 usually, Serena, when I do this.
Oh, really?
Three oranges to one lemon?
Yeah.
Get your workout today.
Annie, Serena's chef.
This smells really nice.
Oh, it's hot.
I know. Just, you gotta do it. You gotta suck it through. You got this.
Did you make me do this in Australia?
Yes, yeah, but it was much hotter then. Oh my God.
She was sick then too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under two tea towels, Serena inhales the vapors from a pan boiling on the stove.
You're amazing.
Annie closes a gap in the tea towels.
Take a few more really deep breaths.
I'm so hot.
Well, you're going to come out a lower breast size.
Woohoo! You're done!
Oh my gosh.
Yay!
That's so great.
Serena's sweating profusely. She blows her nose. Semi-finals, Serena versus Bakshinsky.
Set for semifinal number two. Serena Williams at the stage of a major where she's been almost unbeatable in her career. Serena's health has been a concern in the last few days. Darren?
Yeah, I wandered out to her warm-up this morning, Chris, and if you're looking to get an indication as to how Serena was hitting the ball, this was not the warm-up to watch.
Just let's hit some serves. Go, then we come to the room and you relax. And... okay, take this.
A towel. Bent double, she coughs into it.
Okay, two more, and then we stop.
Playing in pink.
She doesn't look like herself out there right now, and doesn't really seem engaged in the match. And I don't know if that's just not feeling well.
Isha, Serena's sister.
Knee.
Like, it's hard for us. I mean, the fans, I mean, they go home and they forget.
Bashinsky wins again.
When it's a loss, you don't forget.
Serena Williams. Was she not thinking?
Not reacting. Yeah, not reacting quickly.
She rests her forehead on her arm.
Serena looks terrible in this changeover. Fighting back tears. Chizky now closing in on a big upset in the moment of her career.
Play continues.
I mean, a lot of people, this is all they see, the ferocity, the drive, the tennis player.
Bashinsky's off a set and a break on Serena now.
But to know both sides of it and to know how it affects her when it's not a good result, that's what has your heart hurting.
She has something that I've seen only one time in my life. I would call it a life instinct. When she's close to the taste of dying, I think, then she finds this energy and she becomes incredible.
Serena serves. The ball bounces past Bashinsky.
That's the Serena Williams call.
Someone says she had the flu.
Who's your doctor?
I never count her out. Ever.
No chance to close it.
She bounces the ball against the ground with her racket. She serves. Bashinsky's long with a backhand return.
Fourth match in this term, and she's lost the first set, did it again this match, but came through.
She waves.
I was out there, I felt like I wasn't out there. I felt like I was watching someone else.
She's getting a foot massage in bed.
I'll never take my medicine when I tell myself.
So
stupid.
Oh, Isha watches her. To Jill.
My whole body aches.
I'm sure my whole body aches for the way you look like you feel.
Serena dozes.
Good girl, you want to sleep. Rest well, okay? All right, love you, baby.
She's tucked in, then Isha closes the door. Championship, Serena versus Safarova.
It has been as unique a 2 weeks for this French Open for Serena Williams as one could imagine. So close several times to being dealt another early exit, getting through two opponents, Azarenka and Stevens, that were very talented.
On the court, Serena narrows her eyes.
I'm not sure we've ever seen a major where there's been as much doubt that she'd make it to this championship set.
With that comes match point.
Safarova serves. She beams as she lifts the trophy. Two Grand Slams to go for the Open Era record. Two Grand Slams to go for the Calendar Slam. She sings as she watches footage of her win on a laptop. Beside Serena, Patrick cracks up.
And this is how you celebrate your 20th Grand Slam title.
Chinese food. I just like want to take a deep breath and just like scream. This is the most anticlimactic celebration ever. But you guys are part of it.
Yes.
Drinking water. Ooh,
special.
And I'm juicing. I honestly think we've gone through over 60 oranges in the past 3 days.
Really?
Yep.
I can't believe I just won 3 in a row.
Well, I can't.
And everyone's like, oh, you can win 4. I'm like, guys, I just won 3. That's pretty awesome for someone my age. So stop putting all this pressure on me.
Okay. Is it bedtime?
I think it's bedtime. Right, buddy? I just won my 20th Grand Slam. And what am I going to do? I'm going to Disney World on my computer. I'm going to watch Little Mermaid.
It's a miracle.
Serena's lying on her side in bed while staring at her laptop.
Like, in a way, like, I don't feel like it's over.
It's not over. There's another tournament soon. There's another Grand Slam soon.
No, I know, but I just feel like this was the most, you know, stressful physically and emotionally. I think I remember a Grand Slam being, you know, one that she won.
With a cuddly monkey under her arm, Serena's mesmerized by the action on the screen. Fourteen years earlier, Indian Wells, 2001. Venus and Serena were set to compete against each other. On the day, Venus withdrew due to an injury. Serena went through to the finals amidst accusations of match fixing.
Serena Williams given a bye by her sister, Venus Williams, who pulled out of their semi-final match.
Everybody out there still very skeptical about whether or not it was fixed or not.
Serena heads towards the court.
I remember the whole stadium was 99% white people, and they were all booing. There was racial slurs used. It was loud, too. It was like this echo. It was so loud, I could feel it in my chest.
An American crowd booing an American family, and you have to say that it does smack of a little bit of racism.
I was just a teenager, and I just couldn't understand I just couldn't understand why. It was a horrible feeling to have to live through.
Eyes closed, Serena whispers to herself. Later, she wins the match.
I remember driving home and just crying the whole way. Meanwhile, I'm holding the winner's trophy.
She hugs her dad.
So I said, I would never go back. Indian Wells clearly didn't need me, and I definitely didn't need them.
Jill.
Tennis has always been a very lily white sport. Serena, she didn't come from that country club establishment.
White ball boys.
No, we never fit that mold. People think she may be controversial, but I think her color or race has a lot to do with it.
I don't feel like I'm a controversial player at all. I don't know, maybe because I'm black and I must be controversial.
Controversy would follow Serena for years. US Open, 2009.
Oh, can you believe it?
Foot fault on the second serve gives Kim Clijsters 2 match points. Serena Williams is giving it to her.
Well, she'll have to be careful here. If she gets a warning, it's point penalty, game, set, match.
Yeah, I got angry on the court. So did McEnroe, so did all these other players.
I didn't say I would kill you, are you serious?
One slip up and it's just like, oh,
she's, you know, crazy or whatever.
Oh, Serena is furious!
I feel like I'm just an intense player. I play with my heart out.
Instead of looking at that intensity as like, oh, Serena's, you know, so intense and, you know, angry on the court, how about she gives a shit?
That's it. When you show who you are and you take positions and you represent something, some people love you, some people hate you.
Now this was called out by the lines person. Serena's gonna come right over to talk to the chair. That was way
good.
I thought it was good.
Excuse me?
What do you hate it for? You hate her for one incident? Or because she's great and you don't want to see a woman and someone of color? Great.
2012.
We were at the Olympics and Serena had just won the gold medal. And when she was on the sideline, she just she broke out into a little dance.
I'm not sure I've ever seen that from Serena Williams.
So the media was like, Serena crip walks after winning gold medal. We're not intentionally trying to be like, oh yeah, let's ruffle all the feathers in the tennis world. Like, that's not what's happening. What's really happening is we want to be able to live out loud.
March 2015, Indian Wells at night.
Honestly, I never thought I would go back to Indian Wells. And then I was on this trip to Africa and I met Mandela. And what really struck me was he was in jail, you know, for the prime of his life, his family, his kids. He didn't get to see him grow up. And not only did he forgive the people that jailed him, but, you know, he became friends with them and he didn't hold a grudge against them.
Working out.
Then I thought about it and then I realized that it's better to truly, honestly, wholly forgive by going back. But I was terrified.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the number one player in the world.
Serena's close to tears as she places her bags at the side of the court.
May I say on behalf of everybody here at Indian Wells, welcome home, Serena Jameka Williams.
Thank you guys, thank you so much.
She waves to the crowd. Wimbledon, 2015. People sitting at tables outside a cafe as traffic passes by. Crowds arriving at Wimbledon, then Serena's name on a board listing the singles competitors. Serena's walking along with her team. A display reading the Championships 2015. Patrick's writing at a table on a balcony.
Serena never looks at the draw, never. She doesn't even know who she's playing in the first round and she doesn't want to know until the day she's playing. And she never looks in advance, which I think is quite wise because you have to take the matches one after the other one and stay focused. First round opponent is called Gasparian and I don't know her at all. It's always better to have some kind of strategy, but we won't have today.
In this Wimbledon, there are two things on the table. The first one is the opportunity to do the Serena Slam, which is winning four Grand Slams in a row. The second thing is to get one step closer to the Calendar Slam, which means winning four Grand Slams the same year.
She doesn't know she's going to play Venus because she doesn't look at the draw. I don't know if Venus knows or not, but for sure they won't speak about it until it may happen.
She does a handstand.
Can I get some lemonade?
Yes, you can get lemonade.
I have too much energy. This can't be normal, right? Maybe I should go back to practice.
In a mirror.
Why am I breaking out?
Stress.
My best friend is coming on Thursday.
Nice. Who's that?
Val. You never met Val. Oh my God, she's the best.
She's on my dance team. We're all dreaming of going to Ellen.
A physio slowly lifts Serena's leg.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt anymore. Okay. I don't look at the draws. Obviously, I hear about them. And so it's so funny because I was looking at everyone in the locker room yesterday and I'm like, wow, she plays today, she plays today, she plays today. Like everyone that's doing unbelievable this year is on my side of the draw. And Venus, and I have to play Venus really early. And I still believe she's my toughest opponent. Oh. Venus is playing really well, and she, unlike me, she loves the grass. And ouch. It's, I don't know, I don't, it's just a bummer. I don't want to talk about that. That's all I have to say about that.
Center court is packed. The Duchess of Cornwall arrives.
So down at court two, Venus Williams serving for the match. And Venus Williams into the last 16, and a meeting between either her sister Serena Williams or Britain's Heather Watson.
Round three, Serena versus Watson.
What magic do you have here on centre court? The best in the world against the best in Britain.
Watson wins a game.
This is beginning to assume epic proportions.
No question, she has Serena rattled now.
Watson serves. A rally, then Watson hits the net. Serena speaks to the umpire. They can't talk like this during points.
Well, Serena's not happy. I don't blame her. She's just making a comment to the chair to try to get the fans to keep it down during the point.
Yeah, she's absolutely right.
Yeah, she's 100% right.
You're in the game. Thank you very much.
Orosin's watching. Serena serves an ace. Then another.
Match point.
Watson hits long.
And the Serena slam is still on. But she's almost in tears at the end of this.
Serena greets Billie Jean King outside.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, I love you. What was going on?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm totally fine. There was just a lot of elements, and I let it get to me, you know?
What elements?
Just everything, like the noise, and then she started playing, like, she just started slicing everything, and I was like I was frustrated, because I'm like...
What are you supposed to do when people slice?
I should have took it out of the air. I really should have.
You do that, or what else, if you cannot? Because it was really windy.
Yeah.
Your feet weren't moving to get in position.
Yeah.
And you have to get up to the ball when it's sliced. You got it slower. Slower. I got it. Move my feet.
No, I didn't move.
You didn't move your feet, but I thought, were you nervous?
I was, actually.
Yeah. Okay, if you start getting really nervous, just remind yourself of your footwork.
Yeah.
Just get in position so you can smack it. Because that's what you do so well.
Yeah.
You know, your movement's unbelievable.
It's footwork. Okay.
Yeah. You're the best serve ever in the history. It was like, use it.
I'm going to remember that. Nerves love and feet, love yeah. more.
Love
and
you.
I'm going to be
and
like,
pressure is silly, but you're very
I never forget that. Bye, Billy. Thanks.
Serena waves to a woman in a house near her cottage.
Hey.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, baby.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Can you come over to my house
today? Yeah, I'm going to come over to your house. Oh, let's go dance. We're going to go dance. You have your dancing shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 20 minutes, though.
Oh, 20 minutes? I want to dance now.
We already have mangoes.
Annie's preparing a fish dish while Serena's nephew strums a guitar.
Yeah, maybe. Jager, do you want to explain to me why you were sleeping during the match?
1 minute I was there, focused. And the next minute I woke up.
Yesterday's night?
I have photographic evidence of Jager sleeping.
How can you sleep like this?
The crowd was going mental and not sleeping.
It was a little difficult to block it out, but...
Especially when they're, like, yelling in between points.
Well, I get it, though. I mean, you know if you're playing against someone in their country, they're going to want their country person to win.
But the booing
but that's what I'm saying. The booing wasn't necessary. I kind of was sad after the match. I was kind of down. I was like, you know... I was also upset at me because I felt like I shouldn't have been in a third set. I thought I played awful. I was like, well, I'm not going to come back from this one. And I thought, well, I got to find a gymnastics class because I have a week off.
Is that what you were thinking about?
Yeah.
What goes through your head?
Then I was like, when do I get to Sweden? Should I fly like on a Monday or should I leave on a Sunday? And I was like, okay, I'll stay in London. And I thought, oh, I'm coming to Venus match when she plays this girl. I'm going to be loud. Those are all the things that I was thinking about.
Oh. Serena ponders.
When's the last time you played me?
Last year. She beat me bad.
She pulls a face. Later on, Patrick's sitting on a sofa, propping up his chin with his hand as he watches a clip of Serena playing Venus on his laptop.
That was called out. It was long, and as you said, signs of nerves there from Serena Williams.
The idea is to see the patterns that Venus uses and what she does when she plays against Serena. So we know exactly what's going to happen. We know where to strike, we know how to strike.
He's making notes.
So it's very weird. I mean, the players are competitors, they're against each other, they're sisters, they spend time together. Tonight, at the moment, while tomorrow they're gonna be on a tennis court to beat each other in front of millions of people.
Did you do anything today?
I took a nap and I had to read a couple chapters. I would take a dumb quiz. Nutrition starts on Tuesday.
You only taking one this semester or two?
I have a second one starting.
What do you study? Like, what's your major?
Business.
How many more classes do you have to go?
I'm done after the semester.
Really?
This summer.
You're gonna have a degree, like a college degree?
I have a degree.
That's so cool. Hmm.
Does the WTA pay for this? Like,
I have a scholarship.
That's incredible.
I'm done. This is... I am...
Well, at least it's going to the right people.
What? Serving people.
I am done.
There's classic Venus Williams in that last rally.
Venus can still win Grand Slams. I think it's going to be tight because both players play really, really good.
I went for a run.
No! No!
Wearing a grey onesie with colourful handprint pattern, Serena hugs her sister.
See ya!
A digital display reads, next match, centre court, Serena Williams versus Venus Williams. On a sunny day, Serena's wearing a thoughtful frown as she sits beside a court, about to put her trainers on. Venus arrives. Jill.
Serena plays her best tennis when she's sort of hooping and hollering and she's yelling, come on, because she has to be intense and has to be charged. Very difficult for her to find that same well of anger and intensity against her sister because she loves her sister.
Orosin served to tea.
How you wanted it? It is hot.
Yeah, I like it hot. It has to be. No, it's not going to be easy, so I'm not going to be there. Because I know they both want it really bad. Maybe Venus more so than Serena because she's been ill and trying to get back on track. And then Serena, she has this thing about, you know, a Serena, what they call a Serena slam or whatever, or then the possibility of doing it four in a row. So do you know how tough that is? I am not showing up. I'm not. I'm not going to go.
Carrying large red leather bags, the sisters enter the court meters apart. The sisters rally, Venus tapping the ball past Serena. The ball clips the net on its way to Venus, but Serena wins the point. Serena closes her eyes.
For a moment, I was out there and I was thinking, wow, I am on center court. I'm playing Venus.
An ace.
I'm at Wimbledon. I grew up 8,000-9,000 miles from here in a small neighborhood, in a small house. I didn't even have my own bed. And I always dreamt of playing my sister on this court. And I'm here.
Serena wins another point, and Patrick shakes his fist triumphantly.
And I thought, I don't care what happens, I'm going to enjoy this moment. I'm at Wimbledon. This is amazing.
An hour and 8 minutes, 3 match points here to Serena Williams.
Venus hits the ball long. Then she and her sister walk to the net, share a loving embrace. They leave the court side by side.
As well as that, there's no stopping Serena Williams.
She won 6-4, 6-3.
I'm always rooting for Venus. And when she loses, I lose. Like, I physically feel sick when Venus loses. So it's hard to play someone that's your best friend, that you love so much, and that you would die for her, take a bullet for her. She asked me if I was okay. She's an amazing person.
Quarterfinals, Serena versus Azarenka.
There's a real buzz around centre court at the moment. It almost feels like a final, actually. But Serena Williams is 1 point away from another semi-final.
The ball flies over the sideline, handing Serena victory. Semi-finals, Serena versus Sharapova.
And the person that we all thought was going to be the longtime rival was Sharapova, that we thought would be a 10-year rival. It's been 10-year one-sided.
Emmett here, 2 match points.
Serena serves. Watching outside, a woman holds up a sign that reads, "The Great Serena Williams. Championship, Serena versus Muguruza."
The draw was incredibly tough. After Serena played 3 matches that could have been a final, I expect Serena to step on the court to win it.
Well, as you can see, it is just the most perfect summer's afternoon in Southwest 19, and over 40 minutes we have been richly entertained by Serena Williams and Garbina Muguruza.
But now, match point.
Muguruza lobs the ball, then Serena smashes it to victory.
And she's done it! Serena Williams is Wimbledon champion. For the 6th time, she's a Grand Slam champion. For the 21st time, one more to equal Steffi Graf, 2 more to eclipse her, and set a record that will probably last into the next millennium and beyond.
One to complete for the calendar slam.
So what do you think? Are you feeling in the mood to start breaking some records this year?
You know what? I feel like I got a good start this year. Obviously, I am looking at the Open up for the Slam, but just also to defend my title there, because I love playing there. I love playing at home. And I'm just going to look at that as an opportunity to win the U.S. Open. How are you?
I just had to say congrats.
Oh,
incredible. Unbelievable. Well done. Enjoy, all right?
I will. I'll try.
Try, yeah.
I'll try.
looking forward, the U.S. Open could mean so much. Calendar slam, tying Steffi's record.
Yeah.
Do you process that, or is that just too far away to really think about?
I love that it's a little bit of ways away because I need some time to rejuvenate, get my body together, get my mind together, and then get ready for the hard court season.
But right now, all eyes are on you, and I know you haven't wanted to talk about it, but it's done. So Serena Slam 2.0.
2.0 it is.
The roof of the All England Lawn Tennis Club in the distance. On a new day, Serena's jogging on a treadmill.
I hate running. I'm trying to get to 10.
10 minutes.
I'm gonna try. Minimum of 7. Yeah, usually I like to get thinner before Grand Slams. This particular Grand Slam, I got thicker. So I'm like, okay, if I could give myself a month with like no Chick-fil-A.
Impossible.
I know. Okay, so maybe just 3 times Chick-fil-A.
Toned abs.
Good in the morning, like before I take a breath. Like in the morning, my stomach looks...
Before I start breathing.
In the morning, I swear my stomach looks like this. But the second I take a deep breath...
Her belly sags.
Chills out.
The day before Serena Williams won Wimbledon, the New York Times ran a piece focusing on her large biceps and mold-breaking frame.
Basically said, Serena Williams is an incredible physical specimen, but a lot of women on the tour don't want to look like her.
The mere idea that the New York Times would ever do an article about, say, an NFL player, like the size of their behind, is just utterly ludicrous.
The head of the Russian Tennis Federation referred to Serena and Venus as the Williams brothers.
They talk about her like she looks like a man. Looks, look, I ain't never seen no man look like that. Okay.
Look at those muscles on her.
That's the gun show, baby. Look at that.
I love it.
A physio is working on Serena.
I get asked about my body all the time. From an early age, I think I was always body conscious and. You know, just in terms of like girls aren't supposed to be fit. But I never thought that people would talk about my curves or people would talk about my arms or in both ways, both the positives that come with it and the negatives. I just never thought.
I've never seen a body like hers. You can see where the power comes from the butt and from the arms. And the way she plays, like she uses them a lot. She had a gift.
I didn't embrace that when I was younger. But I have grown. It doesn't matter what society says. You have to look how you look and you have to believe that you're beautiful. I love my body. And I don't really care about what anyone else says about it.
New York, New York. 1 week before the US Open. Artists are painting a colorful mural of Serena on a brick wall. Serena approaches a man outside a building.
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you. Yeah, good to see you.
Auditions for Serena's HSN fashion show.
Okay, thank you very much. She looks amazing. Moving on.
Done Bebo, Trina Turk, Project Runway.
Oh, I like her. Yeah, she could stay around. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye guys. Thank you. Bye.
Well, it all comes down to this. Serena Williams has had a banner year, 48 wins. But right here this week, she will attempt to pull off what is arguably the most difficult achievement in all of sports.
Going for the calendar Grand Slam.
Attempting to claim all 4 major titles in the same season.
Steffi Graf was the last player to win a Grand Slam in 1988.
By winning, she would also tie Graf's record for the most majors, 22.
For the first time in history, tickets to the women's singles final have sold out before the men's final.
The pressure, tremendous.
Today, at 33 years old, Serena is the oldest woman in tennis's open era to ever win a major singles title.
She could be the greatest of all time. Not only that, she should be the greatest of all time.
She poses with a child.
So will Serena pull it off and become only the 6th tennis player ever to win a Grand Slam?
There is pressure, and then there's Grand Slam pressure. It's a big deal.
A tennis player winning the four majors in the same year has to summon excellence from January through the first weeks of September. The player has to master the hard courts in New York and Australia, the clay in Paris, the grass at Wimbledon.
I don't care if I win, lose, or draw. I'm ready to get this done, started, and over with. And what happens, happens. And I'm not even going to feel any pressure. Just want to get it over with and don't want people to talk about me. I've worked 30 years for this. 30 years. If I'm not ready now, I'm never going to be ready. So, well, I have nothing to lose. It's not going to change my career. It's not going to change my path. It's not going to change anything at all. It's not going to change. If I don't win this, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Serena stares out at a deserted high street that's bathed in the warm glow of street lamps. An illuminated sign outside a door reads, Radio Star Karaoke. Serena's friends are singing in a private karaoke booth while Serena sits in a corner chatting with a man. Hearing the opening bars of the next song, she leaps to her feet and begins to dance. Holding a mic, Serena throws some shapes while her friend sings. Serena cracks up as she watches her friend throw her long hair around. Then they sing together. They deliberately breathe heavily as they hold their final positions. Busy traffic in downtown Manhattan. Serena's in the back of a car.
I just needed a night just to just like take all the pressure off and hang out with my girls. And that was fun. That was really fun.
Spectators making their way towards the National Tennis Center. US Open, September 2015.
Serena Williams, she is the woman of the hour, the woman of the evening. We're really a part of history here as we understand what we're witnessing, like watching Michael Jordan play basketball or Lionel Messi play soccer.
Here she comes, the greatest player in the history of the game.
She's the greatest player that ever lived. Now we're all pulling for her as Americans and fans of the sport to get the Grand Slam once and for all.
Sure.
Tie up Steffi, tie her up at 22. It all just makes such perfect sense right now.
Spotlights glide around the court dramatically. Patrick enters a quiet room.
Okay. First, in this tournament, you play all the matches like if it's a final, huh?
Okay.
Round three.
Serena Williams now five matches away from history. And her opponent tonight is an American, Bethany Mattek-Sands.
And we're going to have some serious attitude, some major excellence, some fireworks.
Set point.
Bethany Mattek-Sands is not coming here to play second fiddle.
Patrick looks concerned.
So you've done the job so far because you won your matches. But I want to see the real Serena tonight. You're aggressive. You hit the shot to hurt and to go to the net after. And to push the ball, you crush the ball.
There it is.
I love you, and I trust you.
The Grand Slam dream is still alive, but what a fight.
Round four, Serena versus Keys.
Okay, so the way you play the last match is exactly how you have to play. You have to hurt her. If you hurt her on her serve, you hurt her best shot. You stay calm, whatever happens. Keep the right attitude. I love you, and I trust you.
She serves an ace.
Set match, Williams.
And Serena Williams. Now three matches and six sets away from tennis history.
Well, next match, you play someone I think you know pretty well. Your sister. What's different about the matchups now?
The only difference is we're a lot older. No, she's playing great, so I have to really be ready for that. But at least one of us will be a Williams will be in the semis, so that's good.
I think the crowd likes that.
Serena's sitting on the floor of her hotel room with a canvas on a sheet in front of her.
I have to finish this. I don't know what to do with it, though. Should have did that darker.
She throws a ball for Chip.
Baby, Mama's thinking.
She paints.
Started painting about 5 years ago. It totally relaxes me.
She adds a curved green shape to the abstract piece.
It's official, it's done. Ouch. Unfortunately, as always, it seems every year this year, I have to play Venus. And she's just playing so well. It's like, I don't know, every time I see the draw, I'm like, I don't care who I play, I just don't want to play Venus. Who do I play? Venus. So, we'll see. I mean, we've both been playing well, and I definitely picked up my level in the last match. I only hope I can sustain it. I didn't start out this tournament great, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So, I'm still in it. We'll see.
Quarterfinals.
And some thousands waiting still to go into Arthur Ashe Stadium, the match that has been anticipated since the draw. Serena Williams trying to do something the likes of which no man or no woman has been able to accomplish in over a quarter of a century. And the only thing standing in the way is her older sister.
So you obviously know her quite well, but I'm going to remind you a few things. The first serve is very good. On the backhand side, she mixes slice and she can hit hard. So you have to break it.
Quality-wise, this is one of, if not the best match that they've played up to this point.
So now we talk about you. Go get every point. You're gonna hit the winners and the off-errors. I want everything to depend only on you.
Three match points.
This has not been an easy night for either sister.
Wow. What a way to end a match.
2 sets to 1. 6-2, 1-6, 6-3.
Venus smiles as the sisters hug. Serena wins 6-2, 1-6, 6-3. Now outside.
Shit, I should have got a bag of ice. Shit.
Can I get a picture?
Sure.
Great.
Thank you. Hey, Zane. Can you go get a bag of ice from the locker room, please?
Yep.
I'm gonna get in the car. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
A selfie.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You have to do it higher. Oh, is this a video?
Yeah.
Are you on Snapchat or?
Thank you.
Okay.
You wanna take it?
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. I gotta get out of here.
Chip licks at the bag of ice. Serena's dozing.
Oh, look, the Empire State Building is red, white, and blue. It's pretty. I was here September 11th. I lost that year in the finals to Venus, in fact. Yeah, the next morning, I was on a plane to D.C. to see Isha.
One of my planes.
You know, it's like one of those memories, you know exactly
yeah,
where you
know
were.
Exactly where you were at.
This is the first time the tournament is during September 11th since it happened.
I'm 14 years.
She heads into the St. Regis Hotel's revolving door.
When she got in the car, I was like, wow, no way. This is not Serena Williams getting the car I'm driving, you know. The Williams sisters, Serena, is one of the biggest reasons I'm a tennis fan. A lot of times, being African-American, we lack a certain confidence to do things, you know. And she's a great example of, you know, if you put your will to it, you can do anything you want to do, you know. I mean, there are others, but in her game, she's the one. In the game of tennis, Serena's the one right now. She's the top. She's the one everybody wants to be. She makes us proud. She makes us proud.
Semi-finals, Serena versus Vinci. Patrick's pacing nervously in a corridor. Then Serena and her opponent arrive.
All right, both players are here.
Serena's wearing headphones. Vinci jogs on the spot.
Tom, I'm going to count you. They're going to turn him around, I'm
told. Serena walks down a corridor that's decorated with large photographs of previous champions.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the players for our next semi-final. Roberto Vinci.
Five, four,
and six-time U.S. Open champion and world number one, Serena Williams.
Showing no emotion, she bows her head.
It is semifinal number two, the number one seed, Serena Williams, meeting Roberta Vinci for the fifth time.
A David and Goliath type matchup.
Yeah, I'm expecting a pretty straightforward win.
Set point. Serena serves an ace.
She's got the game, she's got the set, she's on her way.
Spectators watching the match on a big screen outside.
It's the break.
It seemed as though she had things totally under control.
Roberta Vinci. This is the deepest she has gotten into a set against Serena in her career.
Gliding high above the crowd.
One serve away from forcing a third set.
Serena's friends and family watch anxiously. Serena hits it long. Vinci celebrates.
He's got it. First time in her career, she takes a set off Serena. And what a time to do it.
Serena bounces a ball.
The one thing she has going for her is the tremendous third set success she's had this year.
Yeah, she's been in this situation so many times this year.
Vinci hits the net. Vinci grins as her opponent pumps her fists. Billie Jean King chats with some friends.
15. Mary Jo, you mentioned the power players that Serena's seen recently. Even Maddox Sands just blasts away. This is a totally different player from anybody she's played in this tournament.
For sure.
And she's doing it with all those subtle little tricks, the little drops, the slices, the off pace. She's bringing Serena in, and Serena's all out of sorts.
Vinci G's up the crowd.
Yeah, let me hear some cheers. What a point.
Patrick looks uneasy. Serena's breathless.
What's going on with her?
Well, you know what's going on with her. I mean, the amount of pressure on her shoulders is just enormous.
Thank you.
This is somebody you have absolutely dominated in your career. Some people may say, well, she should come out with no pressure on her, but what is on the line is so enormous. Your brain sometimes thinks, oh, this cannot be the person that I lose to.
Eventually, Serena steps forward.
It's almost midnight. In tennis terms, match points.
Gripping her racket with both hands, Serena sways gently. Vinci serves. She hits Serena from one corner of the court to the other, then delivers a drop shot onto the sideline.
She's done it! An extraordinary upset!
Serena packs a bag while Vinci waves to the crowd. Serena waves as she trudges off the court, followed by a camera crew. Her friends and family have gathered in a corridor. Venus embraces someone. Isha asks, "There's not anything we can do for her." And Venus replies, "She doesn't want to see anybody." Cameras follow Serena as she heads down the corridor with a somber expression. Jill's close behind. Outside, Patrick's surrounded by journalists.
How do you game plan for those days when her legs are heavy and her nerves might be something she's feeling? How do you strategize in advance for those days?
I don't make a game plan for losing. So there is no game plan for when you're about to lose. There is a game plan to win.
What about those days when you wake up and you're not feeling like you have a good strategy?
2 days later, New York Fashion Week. Serena's HSN show's underway. A lithe model sashays along the catwalk wearing a fringed skirt. Jill's got a front row seat. Backstage, a model in a black fedora has her lip gloss touched up while Serena watches. A stylist runs her fingers through Serena's straightened hair. Serena closes her eyes. Now, she's lying in bed.
I don't want to talk about losing. I don't like losing. Like, I don't want to talk about the match. I don't want to think about the match. I mean, this is the biggest moment in my career history, and I didn't get it. I've never been in this position. I've never been so close to having something and losing it. Or not getting it. No, losing it. I lost it. It's not like I was beaten. I lost it. Could have won if I played better. I don't know.
The models trot along the catwalk, single file.
I've been in a really dark hole. I also just feel like I just let a lot of people down. It was like this hope that, I don't know, giving a lot of people hope to believe and that they could do something that's impossible, but hell, I couldn't do it either, so thank God for distractions.
Serena enters wearing a black fringed skirt, heels and a top with a plunging neckline. She applauds and waves with a smile, then leaves again. In bed.
I need a break. I really need a break.
Serena stares into the distance, deep in thought. After her loss at the US Open, Serena withdrew from the rest of the 2015 season. Archive footage, Haley, Florida, 1992.
Growing up, I was the younger sister no one expected much from.
Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Hola. Hola.
Venus was one of the best juniors ever. I mean, she never lost a match, and she was always the one in the spotlight. So when I decided to play junior tennis, it was just like, oh, she's cute. She's, you know, she's okay. She's fun. I was kind of like an afterthought. Being in someone's shadow is hard, but being in Venus Williams' shadow, you know, my whole life I was fighting for respect. I always promised myself one day that I wanted to be like her and that I would prove everyone wrong.
The sisters holding hands.
My oldest sister, Tundi, she always used to tell me, Serena, don't worry, your day will come and you are gonna be bright and you are gonna shine. She was the one that really believed in me. She passed when I was 23 years old. But she's always with me and my family and my sisters, and I remember her advice every time someone counts me out, every time in my career that I've had to come back. I always think of Tundi's words.
A photo of Serena with her sister. At home, Serena's dancing in her walk-in wardrobe. She closes some drawers.
Today is my birthday. I'm 30, fun. I've put on about 10 pounds of pure fat, and I'm loving it.
She's wearing a red mini dress.
34 means I'm getting closer and closer. But who said 34 was old for tennis? You know, who makes the rules? Shouldn't each person make their own rules? There's records, there's numbers that I'm really close to, but whether I reach those numbers or not, I will play and I will fight. And when I feel that I'm done, then I'll be done.
Yeah. Growing up, she wanted to live her dream to be a professional tennis player. But in living her dream, she inspired so many others, and that's the beauty of it. By being your best, you made other people's lives. You don't know how many people's lives that you touched. I love you so much, and I always loved being your big sister.
When I first started playing tennis, women weren't really encouraged to play sports, let alone excel in sports. So when I first learned that I would be sports person, yes, sports person of the year, I could not believe it. I've had people put me down because I didn't look like them. I look stronger. I've had people look past me because of the color of my skin. I've had people overlook me because I was a woman. I had critics say I will never win another Grand Slam when I was only at number 7, and now here I stand today with 21 Grand Slam titles, and I'm still going.
Sports Illustrated Sportsperson of the Year Awards.
My favorite poet, Maya Angelou, she has this poem called And Still I Rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me with the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes? Shoulders falling like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. From a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into the daybreak that's wonderfully clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I rise. I am the dream and the hope of a slave. I rise. I rise. I rise.
Serena.